Today we will hear the third movement of Vivaldi's Magnificat. You might remember that Vivaldi first worked as priest at the orphanage Ospedale della Pietà, Hospice of Mercy, one of four such orphanages financed by the Republic of Venice for children whose parents could not afford to raise them. However, Vivaldi's severe asthma made it difficult for him to speak loudly enough to officiate at Mass, so the orphanage hired him to teach music instead, allowing him to compose and conduct concerts which displayed the skills of his talented female students. This movement would have been heard by visiting city officials and even tourists during the Ospedale's Sunday evening vespers, which were open to the public, in part as fundraisers. Vivaldi's slow, beautiful third movement, Et Misericordia, gratefully acknowledges God's mercy toward us, mercy which extends from one generation to another. I hear Vivaldi's setting portraying mercy through the music's steady, calm pulse in the strings and the slowly changing chords. Scriptures in both the Hebrew and Christian traditions emphasize mercy as one of the main things God extends to all in creation, not just to people. Remember, the orphanage in which this Magnificat was written and performed was called the Hospice of Mercy. The willingness of Venetians to support the city's orphans exemplified God's mercy being extended through people, collectively, as they found ways to help each other. We hear Le Concert des Nations, directed by Jordi Savall. Today's email includes the text with translation.